Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
What apps do you take with you on vacation, and what apps do you use when you get home?
We're both planning. She's back. I'm going. It's next.
And it's all right to cry. It gets the sad out of you.
Yes, Queen. It's iOS Today. iOS Today is brought to you by Texture. Access the world's most popular magazines anytime, anywhere, using your smartphone or tablet. Go to texture.com/twit to start your free trial today. And by 23andMe, a personal genetics service helping people understand their DNA. Buy your 23andMe kit today. Go to 23andme.com/twit. And by Rocket Mortgage from Quicken Loans. Home plays a big role in your life. That's why Quicken Loans created Rocket Mortgage. It lets you apply simply and understand the entire mortgage process fully so you can be confident you're getting the right mortgage for you. Get started at rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. iOS Today time. Hello, Megan Maroney.
Hello, Leo Laporte.
Welcome back. You look so adorable.
Thank you.
You had fun in Brooklyn.
Yes, I hit Brooklyn. I hit New York City.
You saw a Broadway show?
I saw two Broadway shows.
Okay, what shows?
Mean Girls.
Ooh, that's supposed to be the hit of the season.
It's excellent. If you've seen the movie, they go one better. It's timely. It's smart. It's great.
I have to say, I'm not a fan of the Broadway trend of making plays out of movies, and yet many of them are quite good.
Yeah, the other one was also made from a movie, Waitress, I saw,
oh,
which was also
was that good?
Yes.
I like the pie song.
Yeah, it's great songs. They're very different. I think Mean Girls was much more ambitious. Yeah. Waitress is small and sweet.
Waitress has been around for a little while. Mm-hmm. I think it won a Tony. But Mean Girls is newer. Mm-hmm. Fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
Now I'm back.
And you took your daughter. This was your mother-daughter trip.
It was a mother-daughter, and my sister came, and she has no daughters, so that was good. And my cousin lives in Brooklyn, so we had a
Sex like
in the
a lot
City
of fun.
Kind of
It was. Yes. It was. Yeah. I saw the picture.
Yeah, four ladies you have to make
Which one are you?
I'm all of them.
You're Miranda. Come on, admit it. I don't know what that means.
I don't know. She's actually running for Senate.
She is. She's
Senate
running.
Congress
she's running for governor of governor? The state of the great state of New York.
Yeah.
Which is I have mixed feelings about because I love Miranda, but I don't know if celebrities should be allowed.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but I thought the subways were great. We rode the subway. It was
the subway's fantastic.
Yeah, because that was that's her big thing, fixing the subway.
It's not broken.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little broken.
Yeah. Yesterday was pouring rain, and there was, did you see those pictures? The rain was like coming into the subway, like pouring.
Well, that's okay, because then the pizza rats can get washed off.
All right.
And start fresh for the spring.
Even though we would love to do a New York travel show, this isn't that.
No, it is a travel show, though, because you're back.
I'm back, yes.
I'm going. This is my last show for a couple of weeks. I'm going to Japan on Thursday. And so we thought, and notice, I'm ready. Mr. Tourist Guy, we thought we'd do apps for going and coming from your vacation.
Before and after.
Yep.
My favorite app for before and after is one that I know you use, TripIt.
Okay, you just stole my best app. I love TripIt. I pay for TripIt Pro. I have for years because what I do is I used Gmail. I don't use it anymore. When I used Gmail, it would just scan through your Gmail. That's maybe not the best thing. Now I just forward any trip information, confirmations, things like that to plans@tripit.com. It says, oh, that's from Leo, and it builds an itinerary.
Mm-hmm. I don't use the paid version, so you can talk about the paid version, but I think that the free version is just fine for me. I still do let it scan my email. So, and it has all
that
my past
trips.
That
makes it so easy, of course.
It does. So here it is. It has all my past trips. So this is my trip to New York. And I added this, like I wanted to go to the Ground Zero Museum.
Oh,
so I just
isn't
added
that beautiful? Did you see it?
We didn't go to the museum, but we did see the reflecting pools, which were
amazing. They're gorgeous. It's a really beautiful monument to the victims of 9/11. But I have to say, the museum, in a way, I wish you had gone because it's the best. It's one of the best things I've ever seen. But it also, you're in tears the whole time. It's very moving and sad.
Mm-hmm.
So. Good for you for that. So TripIt put it all together.
Yeah, and flights, and it took my the tickets to the shows. It just scanned my email and found those. You can talk about how you use it before, but after, it's amazing to have all the trips that you've already taken in here.
It is a really good thing to have, isn't it? Yeah.
And then the trips you didn't take. Like, I think last time we talked about this, I entered this emergency Hawaii trip. That was a trip that I had. I never did go to that emergency Hawaii trip, but you can add...
Wouldn't it be nice to have an emergency Hawaii trip?
Yeah, just in case.
I've had it. I'm going. Yeah. Goodbye.
But then...
I should make an emergency. Was there an actual emergency you thought might happen?
No. Yeah. I felt like I needed to go to Hawaii, so I planned it.
Isn't that clever?
Yeah.
And you didn't have to go because you felt good after having planned it.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's an after, too, because you plan your next trip in order to cure this.
That's actually exactly what I do. In fact, the next trip we're going on after Japan, I planned during our last trip. I was in the middle of our last trip, getting sad, and so I booked the next trip to a year later trip. Mm-hmm. So, TripIt is great for that. Now, I'll show you what's different in Pro, and you may not need Pro. I'm now having regrets about some of my life choices because maybe I didn't need Pro all this time because most of what I used TripIt for you just described. You can track points. Actually, this is a useful thing to know. Whoops, that's the seat tracker. Point tracker is telling me that I will lose 150,000 points on my United in 30 days if I don't get in there. So it will track the points and let you know. And the alerts are useful. Lounge Buddy. lets you know that there's lounges around there. Seat tracker to search for a better seat. Clear I don't do. This is the kind of thing, though, I find useful. Flight status alerts, check-in reminders, alternate flights. This is the one that really could make it worthwhile, the flight refund monitoring. If it finds a lower fare for a flight you're on, it will actually notify you.
Yeah, that's a pro version. I don't have that.
Yeah. I'm getting an alert right now. TripIt Pro alert. You have one new alert, which merely is you're getting ready to go, which is nice. And it shows me the airport, shows me my itinerary. You can add plans easily. So if you have plans that didn't get there via email, that's the real reason I've always used TripIt is that the forward in the email means it builds an itinerary for you. But if you had other stuff, sometimes stuff doesn't get sucked up properly. You can add that like a concert or a theater show for Megan, who is Mr. Mm-hmm. Broadway. So these are the flights that I'm going to be going on. I also have upcoming trips. You're right, because it plans the other trips. This is the Japan tour. Alerts and updates will monitor your travel. So I think this is get the free version and then look at what the pro might offer. They have a free trial of the pro and see if it's for you. Cause I do agree that this is the number one app for traveling. Although Google has an app that of late has become another favorite of mine. It's called Google Trips. Mm. Now I don't have it on the iPad, but I do have it on my iPhone. It really is more of an iPhone app than an iPad app because you want to have it in your pocket as you go on your trip.
Mm-hmm.
So let me open Google Trips here on my iPhone. So what it does is it notices where you're going. It knows I'm going to Osaka, for instance. And there's a little switch here that says download Osaka for offline. That's really, really handy. Mm-hmm. In here, what it'll do is it's somewhat your reservations and things like that. So it's a little bit like TripIt, but I think it's more useful as a guidebook because now I haven't, and because I switched the download thing, it's going to be there even when I'm not online. Things to do in Osaka. That's our first stop. You can add, of course, but the automatic thing that works kind of like TripIt is fantastic. So these are some things you might want to do in Osaka. You could save places. You can say what your day plans are. Look at this, discounts. Let's see if I have any discounts. Yeah. So here's some things I can do that will give me some discounts, including guides, which is great. We booked a guide. I'll show you that in a little bit. Things you need to know. This is very handy, especially when you're traveling to somewhere like Japan where customs are somewhat different. Very handy to have some of that information. This is Google Trips. It's absolutely free from Google, and I really like it. I think it's, just put it on your phone, and it will automatically keep track of upcoming trips if you use Gmail. Like I said, I stopped using Gmail, so I have to actually... What's that goat for? Is there a goat in here? Oh, I see. This is her. This is her thing. They used to have a Google program called Field Trip. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's still around. I took that off because what you would do is it would be a guide in your ear. But it was, I found it a little annoying because I would have it running and it would always tell me every time I went by a house in Petaluma, that's the house where Meet the Abbots was filmed. And after about the 18th time, I didn't really want to know that. Parkwell, we're going to be there. We're going to be there. That's Barcelona. Parkwell is wonderful.
Are you going to see Mike Elgin when you're in Barcelona? Or is he not there anymore?
You know, I seem to be following him shortly after he leaves everywhere we go.
Smart. Okay, speaking of locals like Mike Elgin to Barcelona or wherever else he's lived, as I said before, my cousin is a local. So locals can be helpful too on the trip. My cousin Riley told me about the ferry app. So she takes the ferry to work, which
from
only,
Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn so to jealous. Wall Street. It only costs $2.75, which is crazy. She says this is new. This is de Blasio's actions. But the ferry in Marin costs like, I don't know,
it's expensive.
$50 or something. Yeah. It's probably not that much.
Yeah. But, no, it is. It's $13.50 each way.
Yeah.
It's expensive. Crazy. But it's worth it. It's a beautiful trip. Brooklyn's a short trip.
Yes. But I thought this was great. It was such a handy app. Like, I know unless you're going to Brooklyn, you're not going to need this. But I just thought there's probably other apps like this. But the New York City Ferry app was super easy. You have the app and then you buy a ticket, $2.75. If you're going to bring your bike, you add that. And then you just show them your boarding pass. It comes out as like a little, you know, what are those called? The little things that you go beep. And it clicks it.
The Oyster card.
But I thought this was great. So if you happen to be in New York and you want to travel on the ferry, this was really easy.
Nice.
And it also has the schedule in there, right in the app. So do a little research and figure out what is, what's the local transit apps for you. Because the transit, I mean, Google Maps and Apple Maps now shows public transit, which makes it so much easier. Like riding the subway used to be so
daunting. It's a lot easier.
But then, you know, you just use the app and you think, okay, now I need to take the F train to the S train to the N train to the ferry.
You must take the A train.
And what I really like about Apple Maps will let you, like, let's say you only want to take the ferry. Like, you don't want to take the subway. In transportation options, you can say only ferries. Only show me ferries. Don't show me the bus or anything like that.
This is, speaking of that, the app I always take with me for exactly that purpose is called City Mapper. And what I do like about this is it works with everything in many, many cities. And it works on your Apple Watch. So it will send commands to your Apple Watch. We first used this a few years ago when we were in London, which has an excellent underground network. But a lot of times underground is confusing. So this is right now telling me what's available in our area. You mentioned ferry, but there's also Caltrain. There's BART. There's Muni. There's bikes. There's our new light rail in Petaluma. So it knows all about that. However, I could say, you know, let's do Tokyo because we're going to be there as well. I don't know about Tokyo reflex therapy. Wait a minute. What is it doing? It's giving me Yelp. Oh, you know, this might be part of the problem is that it will only show me where I am, right? But it will show you where you are. It will give you Metro. But the thing I like about City Mapper, this is a free program, is you say where you want to go. Let's say I want to go to AT&T Park to go see the Giants. And then it will show you different ways you can go. Okay? I set my start, right? Current location. Set my end. There. I want to go now, or you could say, let's say I'm going to go to the ball game Friday, right?
Does it not have GPS?
You're right. You know why? Because I'm on my iPad. Mm-hmm. Thank you for reminding me that the iPad doesn't have GPS built into it. So let's just say I'm going from work. Okay. That's my starting point.
Work. I'm going to work. Ago.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to have to do this. Yeah, I'm going to have to do this on the phone because that's an excellent point. And you can see it is an iPhone app. So it looks like you're in San Francisco. Here, I'll show you. Do I want to switch to San Francisco? And I could to switch to San Francisco. Or when I get to Tokyo, it'll say that. The thing that's really awesome is It will show you all the ways of going. So it will show you mass transit, but it'll also show you walking and so forth and give you turn-by-turn directions. So it's really a great, anytime I'm in a new city, if it's supported by City Mapper, and nowadays most cities are, it's got a really large range of, it's got a really large range of cities, Mexico, Toronto, Baltimore, New York, Boston, there's Tokyo. You just enter where you want to go, and it will say there's, five different ways to get there. This is how long it'll take in each way. Here's what stops, where to get on, where to get off, all of that stuff, which I think is really great. So, yeah, they've put this into Google Maps, but City Mapper is free. It predates Google Maps. It's probably worth having on your phone as well for the mass transit applications specifically, although Google Maps does have that now. So maybe get a second opinion from City Mapper. Free, so why not, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, so the other thing that happens sometimes when you end a vacation...
you get sad.
You get sad, and then you feel like, whoa, like, I need to get my life back together. I ate too much. I drank too much.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep enough.
Yeah.
I was on the go. And so I have started something that you will hear me talk about probably a little bit too much.
It's not the Buju, is it?
The what?
The Bujo?
The bullet journal. First I had... This is my new.
It's not Cujo, is it?
No. First, I cleaned out my closets. I had the art of tidying up.
Yeah.
The Japanese art of tidying. Then it was the bullet journal, and now I've begun the whole life challenge. Have you heard of this?
No, but I'm sad that I'm going to.
You are. I know we all are. It's not Whole 30. That's something different. You've heard of Whole 30.
I don't know any of this stuff.
The whole life challenge is a game that you pay to be a part of.
Okay.
It's sort of like being a gym membership. Like, you pay, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
And it's based on 7 habits that could change your life in 6 weeks.
Does it tell you what those are, or you get to pick them?
No, you tell. So it's nutrition, exercise, mobilization, which is like stretching, sleep, hydration, well-being, and reflection.
All of that's important.
Yes. So, let's look at the... It's basically an iPhone app, but I will show it to you on my iPad. So let's start with nutrition. You start with 5 points every day, and then you have a compliant food list and a non-compliant food list. And each time you eat off of the non-compliant food list, you get a point taken off. So some of the non-compliant things are bread, cheese, beer, things that you should avoid anyway.
That's what I live on.
You don't live on bread,
cheese, and beer. What more do you need?
Nothing, really. You can have...
So it's saying that I'm not doing the right thing because I eat bread, cheese, and beer.
You probably eat from the compliant food. So it's like a lot of grains, you can eat as much
veggies,
fruit as you want. You can eat as much... You can have one alcoholic beverage a day as long as it's not beer. One, and then after that, then you would take a point. So... Yesterday.
So who is this person telling me what to do?
The whole life challenge people. They're people that want you to not live the perfect life, but every day live
a little bit better. A little bit better every day. All right, I might take a look at it.
Okay, so it's $49. Did I already say that?
That's $49. Okay, here's a tip to make your life better. Buy $50 worth of beer, cheese, and bread.
Mm-mm. No, this is going to save my life. Already I'm... like 24 hours,
you feel
no
better.
Cheese.
That sounds like the worst life possible.
So let's look at my yesterday nutrition.
Life
I got
without
three.
Cheese is not worth living.
So I had 2 pieces of whole wheat bread for breakfast.
So that's points
realize,
off.
Yeah, I thought I could eat whole wheat bread, but nope.
Nope, no bread.
You only have to exercise 10 minutes a day. You do that anyway. So that's 5 points. Mobilization, I stretched for 10 minutes. Yeah. Sleep, you get to choose how much sleep you get. I choose 8 hours of sleep, so I got 8 hours of sleep. Hydration, here's the hydration thing. You're supposed to drink... You take your body weight and divide it by a third, and then whatever pounds that is, you drink that in ounces. So I have to drink 51 ounces of water a day, which means I always have to pee, including right now.
Yeah.
That was probably too much information.
Yeah.
But
I have a 52-ounce giant Bubba mug that's perfect for you.
Yeah.
That would be everything you need plus an ounce.
Yeah.
Like one extra ounce for good for growth.
Yeah, so I did that yesterday.
But since I weigh twice as much as you, that means I should drink two of those a day, probably.
I don't think you weigh twice as much as
me. I think I do.
But after this 6 weeks, you will. Unless, if you just eat bread and cheese.
That's why I weigh twice as much as you.
Well-being is the, every day they have a well-being, every week they have a well-being exercise. So would you like to know? I'm giving away the $49 secrets. I'm giving them away to you and you.
Oh, good. And you. What's the well-being exercise?
Every morning, think of one thing that you could do today that you would consider making your day a success.
One thing.
One thing.
Okay. What is it?
Well, you have to think about
what
you're
saying. Oh, they don't tell you? Jeez, no. I thought they knew everything.
No. You have to think of one thing. One thing you would do today that would make a success.
Okay. I know what it is. A really close-up picture of Megan Maroney.
Yeah, take it now, and then you see all that water, all these wrinkles will melt away.
This is the before shot. All right, I get a point.
So my thing that would make this day a success is I don't punch you in the face.
Good, you get a point so far. This day is not over. The day is young.
And then the last thing is reflection, which is just to reflect on the day, say what you're
grateful for. No, I like this, actually. All of these things are good things to do.
So here's the
I want to make a new app called the Evil Life app.
Oh,
that gives you points for punching me in the face.
Yeah. The Empty Life Challenge.
The Empty Life Challenge gives you points for eating cheese, bread and beer, drinking beer. Gives you points for not sleeping, like staying up all night and partying.
The
Evil Life Challenge.
Yeah, for like spending like a half an hour a day on Facebook.
You get a point for every tattoo you get in a day.
Yes. I
want that app.
So
I'm making that app.
So yesterday
we're going to call it "Burn the Candle at Both Ends" life.
Much you don't love this. So the cupcakes, we had our twin anniversary over the weekend.
Do I regret eating those.
Yeah, they were there, and I tweeted out to the whole Life Challenge, this is what's doing this to me, these work office-free cupcakes.
But, you know, this is a chance for you to feel really good about yourself and better than the rest of us and not have one.
I didn't have one.
See, you're superior to all of them.
I want to encourage everyone to live their best life.
Can I tell you, I had a cupcake? And I felt so bad, I went right straight to bed. So I lost a point and I gained a point.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you get a point for going right straight to bed?
Well, if you sleep 8 hours, yeah.
Can I make it 10?
So you also have mulligans available.
Oh, a mulligan.
Yeah, like if you were like, oh, this day was no good. Like my last day of vacation, my first day. Yeah, yesterday, let's see, where's my...
$49 is the only thing really kind of stopping me here.
But $49 is why I'm still doing it and doing any of the other things that I've talked about.
They're not in it for the money, folks. They just want to make you committed.
Yeah.
Which is why it should really be $4,000.
Exactly. So like here's the first day, $414. I didn't do so well because I had a Frappuccino, I had a biscuit, I had a Diet Coke.
A biscuit.
Which is not allowed on in there.
Was that all at the same time? Frappuccino,
it was like a
Diet Coke,
traveling.
And a biscuit?
Like,
all
I
in...
didn't exercise.
Oh, yeah. I always have biscuits at the airport.
It was a Brooklyn biscuit. Here's how the biscuit went wrong. It was a savory biscuit with broccoli in it.
So ooh, that's healthy. That's a vegetable.
No, but it's not really.
No, it's
see,
not.
That's the, like, you can fool
trick
yourself
broccoli.
Into thinking, like, oh, yeah. I'm having a broccoli because it's wrapped in a biscuit. But
that's, you know, since the cupcake before that, the biggest regret I had, biscuits and gravy at the diner down the street. Mm-hmm. I ate that and then I went straight to bed. You know, come to think of it, every time I eat something really bad, I just go straight to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel better in about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm tempted. I wish it weren't $49. But I guess that's how you get the commitment, right?
Yeah. So you can see the leaderboard, all these people that are doing it.
Oh, no. They actually show your results to
yeah,
the rest of the
that,
world?
Yeah. It's a game.
Oh,
I mean, you don't
God.
Have to. I'm sure you could use a fake name. But this is part, like,
I think those are all fake names. Dorothy Tausch.
They might be.
Ashley White, not my real name.
I'm sure it's super annoying to everyone. And that's my job here.
Boy, it's even more annoying than I thought it would be. No. You know what? We're really going to feel very different when you come in next week and you look great and you're feeling great and your hair's shining and
I'm a kinder person.
Your eyes
person.
Are twinkling and you don't punch me in the nose anymore. That's going to be so great.
Mm-hmm. And so just so we're clear, I paid that $49 of my own. I'm not going to expense it to the company
say,
or anything.
I really paid for it, didn't
no,
I?
No, no. Came no. out of my money and
wow.
they didn't pay me
That's
or anything.
That's
so this is
commitment.
Not, I'm not like part of some whole life challenge pyramid scheme where I'm going to try to recruit you.
I got something that's $149 that I'm glad I got. How about okay. that? You want to see this? It's this. Look at this. It even comes with a handy little purse case. This is the Skyroam. Now, oh. one of the reasons I got this is I was informed by my people that I thought, oh, Japan, Wi-Fi everywhere. It'll be easy to get online, cheap and easy, and you just go to a coffee shop. No, Wi-Fi is apparently at a premium. So somebody had asked me about this, and I said, well, I'm going to get this and review it. Skyroam, you can buy it or you can rent it. But the idea is it works in many, many countries all over the world, uses LTE, right, to connect to the internet, and then allows you to connect up to 5 different devices. You pay for what you use, so it's not a subscription, which I really like. And this thing has a massive battery in it, so it goes 16 hours serving Wi-Fi to up to 5 devices. So instead of getting an international data plan when we go to Japan or relying on Wi-Fi at coffee shops, which apparently is not as common as one would have thought, I'll just turn this on, and then Michael and Lisa and I will connect our phones, our tablets, our laptops. We're going to be fighting a little bit because we have more than 5 of all of that. It's unlimited data. And I bought passes when I bought this. So this was $149, and then I bought passes for $8 a day. Oh. So that means for 5 people, unlimited data, $8. Now, the real question will be, you know, how fast is it, and is it fast enough to serve 8 people? Here, you know, when I connected it at home, it wasn't super fast. It was about 5 megabits, which is not super fast. But I suspect in Japan, the LTE is going to be very fast. It's one of the reasons I'm guessing that you don't see Wi-Fi everywhere. So this is, there was something earlier called Karma Go, which switched over to a subscription plan. I don't like to pay for it if I'm not using it. So when you're not using this, it doesn't cost you anything. It's just, you know, you just take it on your trips. It's the Skyroam Solis, S-O-L-I-S, 4G LTE, global Wi-Fi hotspot and power bank. Actually, I didn't mean to do whatever I just did there. But here's all the countries it works in. There, somehow, how do you unsplit the screen?
I think you touch it and pull it, or pull one down, like touch the line in the middle.
Oh, man. Oh, God, I hate this. I don't know how to use the iPad, and it's now becoming public knowledge. Somehow, I've opened a Safari window I didn't want to open. Well, anyway. Now I have it there, so just let's. I meant to do that.
You know, I meant
to do that.
It's not the worst thing you've done on, you know,
yeah.
live.
Oh, it's definitely not the worst thing I've done. So anyway, this is. I think I will give you a review when I get back. But I think this was a smart thing to get. It comes. It doesn't come with this. I bought extra the little carrying case. It does come with a little charging cable. It is Type C, which I actually really like. And I won't show you this. But on the other side, it has the Wi-Fi access point and login. And maybe that's changeable. I hope it's changeable, but I haven't found a way to do that yet. Skyroam, and this is the new Solis. And it's about $150 to buy, but you can also rent it for $10 a day, I think. So you could just get it for before you go on a trip. You could get it. And
that's good.
Yeah,
that's good
isn't that kind of cool? Mm-hmm. We'll see. I'll have a more thorough review when I get back. But I think the idea... I'm glad I got told that I do not expect, and we have, you know, T-Mobile, but T-Mobile isn't super high speed. It doesn't cost us, but it's not super high speed. Notice it says $9. When you buy the Solis for $150, you can get as many $8 a day passes as you want. After that, it's $9 a day, which is not, it's still not too bad for unlimited if you really use it. And I'll let you know. I mean, the plan is now to put everything on there, the kid's phone, the iPad. Let's see. That's 3 phones. An iPad is 4. We're going to run out. We're going to have to fight over who gets to use the Solis.
And now you know it's secure?
Well, that's the other thing. Yeah, unlike Wi-Fi, where you might want to use a VPN if you don't know where you're getting it from and that kind of thing, this is secure because it's using LTE. Mm, so, yeah.
Right.
That's another reason to use that. And frankly, You know, that's a lot easier and a lot faster than trying to use a VPN everywhere you go.
So. Do you use the Wi-Fi on airplanes?
I prefer not to, but sometimes I do if I have to. But yeah, it's not, that's, you know, really insecure.
Yeah.
Thing is, it's so slow, you don't really want to use a VPN on top of it. Right. The good news is, if you pay attention to what you're doing, it's secure. Because, for instance, if you're doing Gmail, that's secure. Mm-hmm. If you're doing Facebook, that's secure. Google searches, that's secure. Any site that's HTTPS is secure. They can see which sites you're going to, but they can't see the searches you're making, the things you're posting. So as long as you stick to that kind of thing, first thing I would check, absolutely check before you use open Wi-Fi, is that your email provider, whoever that is fully encrypted from you to that, to their mm-hmm. servers. Gmail is, most are. But I would absolutely check, because that's the real risk. If you're sending your email password through open Wi-Fi, you're really asking for trouble.
Mm-hmm. I have one more after your vacation. I know we've talked about making a photo book, and we've talked about making, you know, photo prints. You know,
that's for me a lot of why I go on vacation. Yeah.
And what have you done with your photos from your last vacation? Have you done anything with them?
We
made a book.
We made a book from the Galapagos. I did a couple of books I showed you. But the last trip we took last fall, I haven't done anything with. I didn't really like any of the pictures I got.
Oh, the ones from New York?
From France.
Oh.
So Lisa did that, and she puts it on her blog and stuff. I have not. But go ahead and talk about what my plan is
for
Japan.
Okay, so this is a new one that I haven't showed you before. Maybe you've heard of it. It's called Recently.
No, I don't know that at all. No.
It makes a magazine.
Oh, what a good idea.
So rather than stressing over a book. So here's the app. It's better.
Does it send you a printed magazine?
It sends you a printed magazine.
Oh, how funny.
It's a subscription service, so you can get a printed magazine of 50 of your photos every month. Or you could just do it once. It's $8.99, and then if you want to just do it quarterly, it's $12.99, which is great.
So, I might do that.
Yeah.
$12.99 a quarter, yeah.
So I can go through. I actually did a shared album with my cousin and sister. So we'd all share. We did that on, we all have iPhones, so we shared an album. So these are all of our pictures. And then it will automatically select the ones that it thinks you want. So you can go and unselect them. Like, I don't need to remind myself of that glass of rosé, but there's the Subway.
Your whole better life people are going to get mad at you.
Yes, here's this product that my cousin had that we all wanted. I don't need to. We took a picture of it to remember, but
yeah,
we don't really
I do
need
that
to.
Too. That's why a lot of my pictures are like receipts, parking spots, bottles of wine.
Right.
Oh, there's your show. That's good.
Yeah, and then here's like several pictures of my sister and I having a cocktail. I'll only take one of those. We got our nails done in Tribeca. Only need one of those.
Best place to get your nails done.
And then, only need one of those. I was trying on a tiara. And so you just go through and pick the ones that you want. And then you've selected them, and then... okay, I don't want to cancel that. Then I want to, what happened now? Then I want to print it. I think, where do I go? No.
You can't do that.
No, I don't want to clear, I guess 42. Oh, maybe I have to select 50.
Oh, you don't have enough yet.
So here I took a picture of Baltic Avenue.
So what does the magazine look like? Does it look like People Magazine or Us? It'd be nice if it had fake headlines and...
No, it's just a magazine of photos. I mean, I can show you. You can show the website.
The Playboy Playmate I was dating last month, that kind of thing.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty.
So, but you don't have to worry about writing a bunch of stuff and then...
You know, that's kind of neat.
Yeah, for $8.99. And then you don't have to think about it.
Recently.
And then, okay, so then now we can go back to my screen and I click next. And then I look at all the photos that I chose, and I think, oh, these are perfect. Windy fairy photos, perfect. Then I get next.
Windy fairy photos.
I can choose the cover of all these photos. Here's the Lady Libs. Oh, let's move her over. Tap to crop. Okay, well, it'll split right down the middle there. And then pick a color. And then that is fine. That's just our address here. And then I click publish. And then I'm done. Oh, I could also change the spine text here and not, so I could put New York. I made one already, and I'll show it to you when
I might do that recently, huh?
Recently, yeah. Because I think I just lose all my pictures and my memories, and I think, oh, every year I'm going to make a photo book, and I never make a photo book.
Yeah, I mean, Google does a lot of that automatically free in Google Photos, and then if you want to print a book, you can, but you're not subscribing to something. But I like the idea of a magazine, mm-hmm.
Keep it in the bathroom or whatever.
I'm going to wait and see what yours looks like, how good the prints
okay.
are. But if they're really good, boy, That is very, very tempting.
Look, it's recommended by Gwyneth Paltrow on Goop, so.
Right next to her jade stones. Yeah. Okay. And it's on Android, it looks like, too.
Oh.
Huh. That's one of the reasons I like Google Photos, because I usually do bring two phones. One Android, I'm going to bring a Google Fi phone, and one iOS, I'm going to bring my iPhone 10. So, yeah.
Are you going to bring a Pixel?
Yes.
Or the same, yeah.
No, well, I love the S9, but the Google Pixel's on Google Fi, so that has free international data, right? But it's slow data. Same thing as this, which is the iPhone will be on T-Mobile. So, you know, I'm figures that that's the most important thing to me, is that I have to get online. Mm-hmm. I am in a beautiful Buddhist shrine in Kyoto, but I have to get online.
Because you'll be doing the whole life challenge, and you need to record your score.
No. Needless to say, I'm also bringing my Kindle app, my Texture app. I'm bringing a lot of audiobooks from Audible. By the way, Texture and Audible, both sponsors, but that's purely coincidental.
Yeah, I read a lot of Texture on the plane. It's
great. Yeah, I like having reading materials. And I've loaded up my Kindle with books that I want to read and so forth. Photography is going to be a big part of what I do, of course. And I'm hoping, I'm really torn. I know that I can almost certainly do everything I want to do on the iPad. And I've been practicing to try to figure out, do I need to bring a laptop as well as the iPad? And I think probably, making me nervous, but probably I could do everything I want to do on the iPad. I can travel a little bit lighter, especially because of Adobe Lightroom. That's the photo. One of the main photo apps I use is Lightroom. And the nice thing about Lightroom, if you have the Creative Cloud subscription, which you pretty much have to have, is that once you copy your photos into Lightroom, they will automatically back up to the internet. So these are some pictures I took practicing black and white photography for this trip, because I'm thinking I'm going to bring this little camera and do some black and white shots. But notice they're already on here. It supports camera raw. Now, I don't know how important that is. Now, see, that's like I said, I have a lot of pictures of parking spots. Here's some fun pictures from an event that you probably were thinking about going to, the Lantern Light Festival. And crazy. Mm-hmm. Kind of crazy thing.
Where was that? San Francisco?
No, this was in Vallejo of all places. Oh. But it's a Chinese tradition to do a light festival. Here's a crazy acrobat.
Those are great photos. Well, you already mentioned what to do on the plane when you want to read your magazines instead of bringing all your magazines.
Let me show you Texture. I love this. This Texture is based, by the way, our sponsor.
This is the time where we talk about our sponsor.
Yeah. This is basically Netflix for magazines, okay? You pay one low flat rate. You get 200 of the best magazines in the world. I am, you know, all. So here's what I'm doing before I go. Let me show you a few things. This is the highlights section. So they, because you say, you know, you got 200 magazines, you may miss a story or may not even think of, gee, I never read GQ, but look, that looks like a great article. So it shows you stories based on what I've read before that I might like. Daily news. So I can keep up on the latest new and new noteworthy stories from all of the magazines, right? Top 10 reads. There's collections. So, you know, Kendrick Lamar, congratulations, won a Pulitzer Prize today. So if I want to read about that, it'll pull all the stories from Reuters, Interview, Rolling Stone, The New Yorker, Billboard, and Glamour about Kendrick Lamar. So that's really cool. Then I can look at my library. So when I have a magazine I really like, GQ, CR, Consumer Reports, Adweek, Dwell, I star it, and it automatically downloads the new issue, which is fantastic. I can see the magazines I have downloaded, 64 magazines. Now, you're not going to carry 64 magazines on the plane, but let me tell you, it makes me, it's kind of a security blanket, right? I know I've got some great reading, including, it looks like, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. I didn't put that on there. Who put that on there? If you're a photographer, I love photography magazines. You know, you can read Shutterbug in print or National Geographic in print, but because it's in print, they're going to, you know, they're going to lower the quality of the image, frankly. But when you're looking at a great image on Here's photo tips for travelers. I got to read this. Mm. On your texture, you can zoom in, you can pixel peep, and you're getting, you know, the actual image, not some screened copy of it for the print version. You're getting every page that's in the magazines, on the newsstand and back issues. You're getting features you can't get in magazines, like videos. Look at all the magazines, everything from AARP magazine to yoga magazine, everything in between, women's health. I know you're a woman. Wood. I'm into wood. Wine enthusiast, Wired, PC magazine. I admit, okay, I wouldn't go out and buy Us magazine, but I've got to know about Brad and his new girlfriend. She's an MIT professor.
Oh, yeah. Is that her with the hair that looks
like
Winona Ryder? Yeah,
she's the most beautiful MIT professor in history. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how he found her, but he did. They went on a steamy vacation. Anyway, you can read the gossip magazines without buying them, okay? Yeah. I'm just saying, maybe you don't want to. I know I don't, but you've got them. 200 of the best magazines. More than 200 already on your iPad for you to read. Well, I never heard of Magnolia Journal, but it looks like something you would like. Mm-hmm. This spring, we're taking a look at intentional living.
Oh, yes, Magnolia Journal.
Yes, Magnolia Journal.
Looks like I could get some tips on my...
The art of letter writing.
Farmhouse.
This is almost... This must be from The Onion. Inviting entryways.
Ooh.
And tarts and quiches. It's everything you wanted to know.
Except I can't eat tarts and quiches because that's bread.
Okay, don't read that section. That's the other thing is, it's easy to navigate. It's really great. You get every page that's on the newsstands. Texture's the only app that offers unlimited access to over 200 top magazines. Time, The Atlantic, The New Yorker. I felt guilty because I get The New Yorker every week and it's a stack, it's a pile on my coffee table. And then I don't read any of them because I feel like I have to read the first one in the pile before I read the last. I don't have that problem with Texture. I just read what I want.
Just read the cartoons.
If you sign up right now, Texture, TEXTURE.com/twit, you'll get a free 7-day trial just in time for your vacation. Texture.com/twit. If I had to pick just one app for my iPad, I think this would be a Texture. .com/twit. You better believe
it. Magnolia magazine has homemade detergent.
That's your better life. Right now, see what you do is you get one bar of soap, like Kirk's original Coco Castile free fragrance free, one cup of washing soda, one cup Eco's Oxo Bright, and one cup of kosher salt. You mix that all together and in a well ventilated area.
Show me how to make Tide Pods and then we got some.
You know, it feels like if you bought all that stuff, you could just buy Tide. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Right?
That's weird.
And I don't want kosher salt in my clothes. Mm. But here's tarts and quiches. Don't look, Megan. Look away. Look away. Oh. There are a bunch of cooking magazines on here. Texture.com/twit.
Okay, so Apple News.
Yes.
You covered a lot of this. Hopefully everyone is listening to our Twit Flash
If you don't briefing. Listen to every single show on the network, you're missing.
Yes, but
lot.
Our Flash Briefing included Twit, where you talked about one of the stories that I want to talk about, and the new screensavers where you talked about. So shall we talk about them again?
Yes.
You and Patrick talked about
one.
The leaking menu.
Apple sent a memo to all of its staff saying, don't leak. 29 people have been fired last year for leaking. And by the way, of those 29, 12 of them were arrested, taken off to jail. You could be actually facing up to 5 years in jail for leaking, they say. And then the memo got leaked. Some employee said, oh, yeah, catch me.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can see how this could be a concern from a financial perspective.
Companies don't want leaks. They don't want, you're right, competitors to know what they're up to. They don't want the financial markets to affect, they don't want to affect their stock price.
They don't want someone to not buy an iPhone because they think another one's coming out.
That's the one I don't like. As a journalist, it's our job to represent not Apple, but the customer. And you deserve to know whether you should buy the new iPhone now or wait, right?
Yes.
And I understand it's in Apple's economic interest that you buy stuff you don't need or buy stuff that they still have on sale, even though the better one's coming in months. That's their economic interest. We don't represent their economic interest. We represent. That's why Apple says to their employees in this memo, now, journalists may attempt to befriend you, but really, they're just playing you. It's flattering to be, but they're just, I would point out Apple, when it contacts journalists, they're just playing you, journalists. It's a natural tension between companies that want to keep everything secret for a variety of good reasons. And, you know, obviously trade secrets, that's a good reason. And a variety of reasons that I think are anti-consumer, like we don't want you to know about our new product in case you don't buy our current product. And Apple does that all the time. And it's our job to find, if we can, to publicize leaks that we think are genuine that might help you make buying decisions. So it's a natural tension. And if you work for Apple and I call you, I'm playing you. I am. Because I have no interest. No, this is why I don't deal with Apple or any other companies, PR reps or anything. I don't want to be played either. We try to do, whatever we can to find out what's going on and let you know. Fascinating, fascinating that got leaked. Somebody said on Twitter, can't remember who, maybe it might have been Lindsay Turrentine, who's editor-in-chief at CNET and would certainly know a thing or two about this, that she thought maybe Apple leaked this memo itself. Because, by the way, here's another thing. Apple leaks all the time.
Yeah.
They leak to the Wall Street Journal and other press to send signals. They do that all the time. Jason Heiner pointed that out. Mm-hmm. And maybe they leaked this memo just as like, hey, knock it off. I thought that was very funny.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if they are more secretive than other companies.
Yeah, and but everybody's a little secretive. You know, I mean, we don't even tell everybody everything.
Do you tell me everything?
No.
No, but
if you knew that you were going to be replaced by a better you in 3 months, you probably wouldn't stick around.
I am. That better me is going to be me because I'm doing the whole life challenge. Yeah, but I think they are more secretive. And so I think causes people to
culture.
Be more interested.
Well, and I think it also causes employees to leak more, to be honest with you. Don't you think that mm-hmm. if your company's sending you memos like this that you go, maybe that's just me.
I mean,
I'm going to leak.
It's about the culture, too. I mean, it's about money. Like, people pay. Like, nobody's going to pay me money to leak Twit secrets. But, I mean, if you do, Megan at Twit.tv.
And you know what? You have my permission.
But people, it's big money. And when it's cases, it's a lot of times it's people.
And you're right.
You know,
the more secretive they are, the more we want to know what's Apple coming out with.
Exactly.
Apple does make, and I look, this is Apple's absolute right to do this. I'm not crazy about them throwing people in jail over it, but okay. It's their right to do this. And they make a very good point that people work hard on our new products and we don't want to spoil the surprise. Mm-hmm. That's legitimate, you know.
Well, the people aren't getting sent to jail for leaking a memo that was sent to them, right? They're getting sent to jail for, like, hacking into the computers and stealing information to then leak, right?
Well, Apple isn't specific in this memo, which is, I think there's a point that they make. 13 people got arrested. They don't say why or for what or who or whether they were arrested and then released 3 hours later. They don't say any of that. They're really trying to say. But they do mention later on in the memo that you could go to jail for up to 5 years for things like hacking the network.
Mm-hmm.
So I certainly hope that we know that Apple has very good relationships with the local federales. But I would hope that they're, not. You remember when the Gizmodo had the Apple phone that somebody left behind in a bar,
mm-hmm.
and that the Silicon Valley task force knocked down Brian Lamb's door, took all of his computers. Now, this is not a case of industrial espionage, hacking a network. An employee left a phone in a bar. And to me, that's overreach by law enforcement in Cupertino because mm-hmm. Apple's such a big taxpayer and a big company, and probably a little, they just like them because it's Apple. I would hope that these arrests didn't trample people's civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
You getting fired? Yeah, the company has a right to fire you if you leak stuff. I would hope that any arrests that occurred really were because real significant crimes occurred, not because Apple just didn't like it.
Mm-hmm. What I would love is to like sit down with Mark Gurman and find out, because, you know, he now works for Bloomberg, but he's the big Apple guy. But he was just a guy writing, and he started 9to5Mac, and he had all the, like, I would just love to, I know he would never tell me this, but like, where did his sources come from? How does he get them? And then how did that change when he started going to Bloomberg? Like,
apparently hasn't changed. I talked to Mark last summer, saw him at Google I.O., and praised his excellent work. He's a young guy, you know.
Yeah, he comes on Tech News Weekly. He's great. He's so sweet and gracious. And
yeah, and I asked him. He said, well, I just make friends. You know, I make friends at Apple. I have good friends at Apple, and they like to tell me things. I asked Mary Jo Foley. She's also very good at getting leaks out of Microsoft. Yeah. And we've actually done a couple of shows about how she gets what she gets. And she says, a lot of people like to be in the know. Like, they like to be the person who sits down and has a beer with you and says, you know, I know what's coming next. That's in human nature.
But that's what Apple's talking about in that memo. Like, don't do
You're
that.
You're being played.
You know? But yeah, I think it would see, I mean, you know, I know someone that works at Apple who used to work here. Nate, you know, used to.
Nate has never called us with a leak once.
He hasn't. But I would never, I love Nate. I loved working with him. I would never consider asking him, like,
you
anything.
Know, I do that all the time. We have Apple employees visit frequently. Usually they're very careful about not saying they work for Apple, but I can spot them a mile away. And I say, I'm not going to ask you. Don't worry. I'm not going to ask you. Maybe I'm a bad journalist and I should be taking him out for drinks. I don't want to play anybody any more than I want to be played.
Mm-hmm. That's why we're working here and not at Bloomberg.
Well, we don't get a lot of enterprise, that kind of enterprise stories. We don't break stories here. Mm-hmm. We're really more a commentary network. We comment on the news stories as we're doing now. We don't go out and get those news stories. That memo wasn't leaked to us. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, I will get a leak. I have gotten leaks from well-known leakers, on Twitter and stuff. And I just ignore them. Mm-hmm.
Another story about Mark Gurman, another leak. Apple's planning to launch a new subscription service. This has to do with our sponsor, who we just talked about, Texture, who they purchased. But this came out today that they are going to be integrating Texture into Apple News.
Not for free, though.
No, a subscription service.
Interesting.
So right now it's $9.99, which is definitely worth it.
This is a rumor, not necessarily fact.
No, this is a leak, if you will.
So that's an interesting question. I mean, if they continue the service that Texture already does, obviously I would be very happy with that. But I have to say, Apple's history with things like Siri, taking a successful commercial service and rejiggering it, has not been great.
Yeah.
So I'll be interested to see. I mean, they did pretty well with Beats. They bought the Beats music service, turned it into Apple Music. They've done a good job with that. So.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean,
Apple did apparently lay off 20 Texture employees, according to people familiar with the matter.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make me too happy, to be honest with you. Yeah.
Another leak, the gold iPhone 10. What do you think of that? That was from The Verge,
yeah.
I think.
Well, so here's the funny thing is they didn't make the red iPhone 10. They made the red iPhone 8.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I was kind of surprised because it would be actually, I think, easier to make a red iPhone 10 because it's got a glass back. I don't think colors are hard on the back of that.
No.
So it'd be easier to do that, but they decided to do the iPhone 8 that way. This is a leak that I think you can trust because it's from an FCC submission. This is one of the things Apple doesn't like to do. Remember when they first announced the iPhone in 2007?
Did you want to show the back of your iPhone?
Yeah, but you've got one that's free of its.
I took its case off before. Yeah. So.
I don't know if gold would look that much better. I wonder what they would do with this. So what I really love about the white iPhones that we have is the chrome trim around it, which you've kept quite nice. It's very shiny still.
Yes. Yours isn't shiny?
Well, it's steel, so it shouldn't be too scratchy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Gold will be nice. That's for the Chinese market, I think. Apple started going gold when they started selling stuff in the Chinese market, and I've been told that it sells very well in the Chinese market. Although we always buy the rose gold.
Mm-hmm. Right? Whenever rose gold is an option, I always choose it.
I can't remember what color this is. See, this is the problem.
Yeah.
You never see it.
Not, yeah.
This is rose gold.
I say that, but this is not rose gold.
I bought a rose gold iPad 10.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? Because it's in an ugly black case all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, and it can't even get it out. So You just have to take my word for it. I can kind of tell because I can see through the camera hole a little bit of rose gold. That's what I paid extra for, kids.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's not extra for the rose gold, is it?
No, it's not extra.
No.
No. All right. So I have a few products I want to talk about before we get to questions. We've talked about writing with the Apple Pencil. You see my Apple Pencil is here, and I'm ready to write on it.
Love the Apple Pencil.
I got a tip from someone who said add a matte. Did we talk about this already? A matte screen to the front of your
to give it some texture. Did you do that?
To make it feel like paper. Do you feel like, does that feel like paper?
Does it? Do you have it? Do you have something on there?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't tell.
So you can see it's peeling a little bit there.
That's nice. That's attractive.
No, I know. This is the iCares. I-C-A-R-E-Z. Let me see if I can get
it. Is it a little bit better for writing on? Because it is a slippery screen, isn't it?
It is. Let me just get some notes or something here.
You know what I love and I recommend? For writing, I rediscovered it. It was, I think, an app cap. Nebo. Have you used Nebo?
No.
N-E-B-O? Because you can double tap. You can make shapes by double tapping it. It'll turn it into a shape. There's a lot of things you can do that's pretty cool with this.
Yeah.
And it will take text and it will add it and turn it into real text. And yeah.
So I don't know. It feels nice to write on it. It's not like my Bujo, but here's another one. This is called Paper Like. So this one.
Do you want me to try that one?
Yeah, you try this one because this one was like $9.99 for two, I think.
Okay.
The Paper Like by Jan Sapper is $36. So
what?
It's got a really
for how many sheets?
For two.
Wow.
So
Wow!
Yeah, plus two dust absorbers and one instruction sheet.
I'm going to feel guilty, except I probably bought these, right? So it's okay.
Yeah, you don't feel guilty.
That's expensive, though.
Yeah. I don't know
so
if you want to do
my screen.
It. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do this live.
Make Why writing not? On your iPad with Apple Pencil feel like writing on paper. So you clean your screen
mm-hmm.
everywhere
your
very
alcohol.
Carefully.
Here's your cocktail.
Oh, you should use, they have a wipe to do that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh. It's so clear that we can't even see that it's underneath there.
Okay, I'm going to use their special Mausolian lens cleaning wipe to make sure it's really...
Jan is from Germany.
Jan is a person.
Mm-hmm. Jan Sapper.
Jan
he
Sapper.
Created these.
Okay.
He's
yeah,
from
he's. We even got his handwriting on here mm-hmm. because apparently the link on the printed stuff is wrong.
Mm.
So he had to handwrite in a new...
Mm-hmm.
There's Jan. Hi, Jan. Well, you know what? I'm going to... Can I be the guinea pig on this
yeah,
one?
Yeah, please, please. That's right, why. That's
I'm
what I thought.
It.
I got the cheap one. You got the expensive one.
Well,
since you
get,
paid
we
for
get
both.
Two. You could have one
okay.
of each. When yours peels off, which it's apparently about to do. All right. So now, what does he keep showing this dot for? What does that mean?
Well, it's a good... This dust absorber thing? I don't know. Never hold the paper like sticky side looking upwards when applying. Make sure you do it in a quiet and dustless room.
Oh, yeah, quiet and dustless.
Particles
sure.
can come almost magically from everywhere. Bonus
well,
tips.
No magical particles are appearing.
If you're really having issues with dust, try applying the paper like in the bath after a hot shower.
What? What?
The steam takes down the particles. Like...
No, we got a molecule in here. There's no particles in here.
I think he means the bathroom after a hot shower. So, yeah, like, you know how sometimes you try to iron your clothes by keeping them next to you in the shower? Do we all just do that?
Okay. Okay, I'm just reading the instructions. It's kind of like IKEA. So you got to put the holes in the right spot. Okay. So I'm going to peel this off. Which one is the... I don't even know which one's the protector. I'm going to probably put the wrong... Peel off the mask with this sticker. This is the mask, huh?
Peel it off with that sticker.
Okay. Boom.
That's the sticker.
Okay. And then with this sticker,
oh,
I can't read it because I'm holding it.
Oh, then put it on. Wait, what? Where are
but
the directions?
You got to put it just right. And already there's dust particles.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I never do these.
Do it
I
in
hate
the bath.
These. I hate these. Okay, I think I got it right.
And then what do you do with the other thing?
Then is there a credit card style thing or is it this? Is that this?
There should be a credit card style thing to get out the bubbles.
Yeah, the bubble remover. Whoa! This is another.
I don't understand what that dust absorber sticker is for, or the guide sticker.
How do you get this off?
We should have watched the video.
Okay.
We're going to put this up as the instruction video.
I think it's on. It's
on.
How to
do it.
I think I, oh, I get, you know, I get these bubbles. See bubbles? See the bubbles? I hate bubbles.
I had bubbles with the
You can chase them out. But that's why you need a credit card thing. Here, let me get a credit card. I have a credit card.
Okay. You can show that. It's not showing up.
It's just my health insurance card.
Did you scratch it? It looks scratched. Or is that a bubble?
Oh, crap. Yeah, I scratched it already.
Yeah,
this is why I don't do these. Come on, little bubble. Yeah, I think I did scratch it.
Well, you can use the other
one. Maybe you're supposed to use this with that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a really bad bubble.
Chumley says, leave it alone for 24 hours. The bubbles are gone.
No, I wish that were true. I wish that were true. I'll do that. I'll wish. Okay, now let's just see. Okay, it's close enough.
Looks amazing.
Looks so much better.
Now try to write
I never use screen stuff.
Does it
stuff.
Feel like you're writing on paper?
I guess. I guess.
Why'd your iPad restart?
I turned it off because I didn't want to stray touching. Touching. No touching.
No stray touching.
No stray touching. This actually works pretty well to get the...
I think definitely it would have worked better if you'd done it in the bath.
Do it in the bath after a steamy shower.
Okay, well, I will try this other one in a quiet and dustless room.
Please, Jan, don't. I'm not complaining. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. First, I just don't use anything like that. Mm-hmm. I don't like screen protectors on anything.
It came highly recommended by the viewer.
It looked fine.
Who's a teacher. I think I read that
good.
Last week.
Yeah, I don't mind slippery. That much.
I'm going to try it too, and then we'll see.
I should have gotten a spa treatment before we did it.
You should have.
It would have been much better.
All right. So you know what's all over this now?
Dust.
And your DNA.
And my... Uh-oh. No, it'll take a little more than that.
Oh, well.
You want me to spit it on, spit
I thought
on
you
it?
You got so angry you started to spit on it.
We're talking about 23andMe, which only requires a little bit of saliva for a complete genetic... analysis. I really love. I did this quite a long time ago when they first started. I think it's several years now. And what I do love about 23andMe is I'm getting new material, new information all the time. Once they've got your DNA, the couple of ways that they're adding the material. First of all, as a 23andMe user, you can answer questionnaires about tastes, things you like, and they collate that, and then they can say based on other 23andMe members who have your genetic, this genetic marker, you probably have wet earwax or cleft chin, or maybe you like coffee more than others. It's really cool. And then, of course, there are the actual health and wellness markers. They can tell you, lifestyle changes you might want to make. They should really integrate that into your whole life thing.
Yeah.
Because, some people, there's things they could do, like drink more beer and eat more cheese. And it probably says that here.
Yeah.
The ancestry stuff is really cool. Now, Lisa's done it now. We're going to get it from Michael. I gave it to my mom for Christmas, my sister for Christmas. My sister's giving it to my dad. And when you share that information, mom just got hers. And she said, oh, and it's so fun. And you could see a couple of really interesting things. Where your people came from a couple of hundred years ago, you could see all the different groups that make up your genetic makeup. But you can also, and I really like this, see where the migratory path of your ancestors as they travel all over the world. So, and this goes back hundreds of thousands of years. So I could see that for me, my people come from Central Africa. They migrated up into the Middle East. And then from there, they got into Europe. And that's why you see 39% British and Irish. This is my DNA family, 1,081 DNA relatives. Of course, you have to give permission to be part of this, but if you do, you can actually see your DNA relatives. This is the 23andMe iOS app. You can also get notifications when they find out new things. For instance, just a few years ago, they got the first Neanderthal DNA. Lo and behold, some humans have Neanderthal in them. I do, 4%. I can look at my maternal haplogroup. I descend from a long line of women that began in Eastern Africa 150,000 years ago. These are the women of my maternal haplogroup. Isn't that cool?
That
so you can see the migration.
It's harder to find out that information. Like, you can't find out that information necessarily from history as easy as you find out.
No. These are the various haplogroups, where they were 47,000, 57,000, 65,000 years ago.
Amazing.
I basically am less Neanderthal than you. Lisa's more Neanderthal than me. And so this is fun. But you know what? Don't knock it, because the Neanderthal ancestry is actually very helpful. It helps you tolerate cold. I'm in seventh place out of family and friends. Ha ha. Robert and Myrna have more.
Have you met any of them in person?
No, but it's funny because I was all excited because, look, I found a second cousin. And look, I've even done this on the ad a couple of months ago. His last name is the same as my grandma's maiden name. He must be related to me. And then my sister Eva did it. And she said, oh, you nitwit, that's Anthony. We have pictures with him. he's your second cousin. You've known him for years.
I found someone I just forgotten about.
I just forgot about him. Now, here's the research thing. Now, I think this is kind of fun. I've already answered 174 questions. Let's answer one. Statin medications commonly prescribed for people with high cholesterol. By completing this survey, you'll help us better understand how genetics may affect the side effects and effectiveness of statins. So I'm going to do this because I actually take statins. So, but I don't remember this. I kind of remember it. What was your most recent LDL? I'll have to look this up. But so they're collecting, they call this, what do they call it? Is it phylogenetic information? They're getting the information about human, your traits, and then comparing it to the markers. And this is very helpful for genetic researchers. You can also download, what's really cool, you can download your entire genetic database and use your own tools if you want to analyze it. I gave consent for research. You don't have to do that, right? You get to control the how much you give information. Genetic weight. I'm predisposed. I don't understand this one. I'm predisposed to weigh less than average.
Hmm.
Maybe they mean average for a small hippo. Maybe they don't mean humans.
Maybe you just need to do the whole life challenge and you'll discover your real self.
I'll guarantee you this is true. Likely to consume more caffeine. I can smell asparagus in my pee.
Useful.
I have likely little upper back hair. Right, John? I don't have much back hair.
That's just weird.
I do not have a bald spot, right? I can't taste bitter. You know what's funny? For years we've said that Lisa is a super taster because I would make food and she said, oh, what'd you put sour cream in this for? I said, there's this much. How did you know? Or we'll go to a restaurant. She says, yeah, I don't like the sage in this. I said, this doesn't have sage in it. She said, it has sage in it. I said, it doesn't. Ask the chef, does it have sage? Yeah, it has sage, just a little bit.
She's a super taster.
We always thought this. We always assumed this. As somebody who has extremely, this is why she's really good at picking wines and things. 67, she just got her DNA results back from 23andMe. 67% more likely to be a super taster.
Mm.
Confirmed. I do not have cheek dimples. Do I? I think I do.
I don't know.
Cleft chin. No cleft chin. No. It doesn't look like a butt. You know what I have? No photic sneeze reflex. This is what I love about this. You're going to learn stuff. It could be a case of crossed wires in the brain. For some people, bright sunlight kicks off a round of sneezing.
Oh.
That's called the photic sneeze reflex. Can you believe that? Fortunately, I don't have it. Here's my genetic likelihood.
That is fortunate.
Yeah.
Super fortunate.
Very, very unlikely to have that. This is, by the way, a chew, also known as the autosomal cholinergic helio-ophthalmologic outburst, a chew syndrome. Anyway, fun, isn't it? 23andMe.com/twit. Go to 23andMe.com/twit. And get your own kit. They'll send you a little vial you spit into. It's easy to do. No blood. You don't have to go to a doctor. It's very simple, very fast. And boy, is it fun.
So it seems that we, and by we, I mean you, misapplied the paper
52 ounces of water. Drink.
Is that, I'll get lipstick on your straw.
It's not water.
So there's still some bubbles in there, but don't.
No, in fact, okay, yes, let's revise our review now of, what is this called?
Paper-like.
First of all, I apologize for screwing up your paper, like, because I don't know if I screwed up the second sheet or not.
No, no, there's another sheet here. It just has a cover and a
I still
cover.
See a little grain, okay, on the screen. A little grain. I don't know if you can see this on TV, but you can look at it, Megan. See, there's a little grain.
A little bit, but you get used to it. I mean, if you really want to feel like you're writing with a pencil.
Let me, I think this is good. Let me create a new page here. And,
You're a lefty?
What? No. Am I? It does definitely give you some texture. So it's not so slippery. So here's what I would say. If you are bothered by the slipperiness of the iPad when you draw, this would actually be a very good choice. I think you should notice it does modify a little bit the visual presentation. It looks like there's a little graininess on mm-hmm. it. And it might affect the sensitivity just ever so slightly. Maybe not. That's hard to say.
Well, Melissa was the one who recommended it. She's been using it. She works in the school. She loves it.
See, if I were an artist, you would have probably some strong opinions, mm-hmm. right, on what you want. And I think a little texture is probably a good idea.
I'll chat with Serenity Caldwell, see what she
Yeah, she's does. An actual artist.
Yeah. All right.
I'll keep it on. You know what? I'm going to keep it on, though.
Keep it on.
Yeah.
And then, you know, use your journal app on your vacation and write a travel journal.
I might well do that.
Okay.
I was going to type it, but I might well do that.
All right. So a few weeks ago, we asked people who didn't have iPhone X to tell us about the battery health manager and whether it worked for them.
Right.
Because our iPhone X still said our battery was 100%. Brian from Minnesota wrote in, and he said, I bought a used iPhone 6 off eBay a month ago. It had iOS 11.2.6. I installed a third-party battery health app, and it said the battery was at 65%.
Ooh.
A week later or so, iOS 11.3 installed. Apple battery health said it was at 78%.
Oh.
I contacted Apple and was able to qualify for the $29 battery replacement.
Nice.
While I was waiting for the battery to arrive in the store, I drained the battery level to about 20% and the phone crashed. When I charged it up, it mentioned about the battery performance metering. I don't recall what state it was in. I'm guessing the default was throttling. The default throttling was turned on since my battery health was at 70%. Last Friday, installed my new battery and all is good.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad Apple gave him a battery.
Speaking of batteries, I don't think I had a chance to tell you this because I've been on vacation, but Milo had my old iPhone 6 from 2015,
Ooh.
And the battery was bad. The screen was crashed, and we got an iFixit battery replacement and screen replacement, and he did it himself. Took less than 30 minutes. Replaced the battery. The iPhone 6 is great.
I bet he has a real good sense of accomplishment, too.
He does. Yeah. He really does.
Nice.
So, yeah, get yourself an iFixit kit. iFixit also a sponsor. Jen writes, a couple of different times you mentioned something about a procedure. Jer. A couple of times you mentioned something about a procedure that you used where you do work or a task for 25 minutes. What was that called? I need help with my procrastination.
Tomato.
The Pomodoro.
Pomodoro, which is Italian for tomato.
Yes, and it comes from those tomato timers.
Yeah.
So I do that. I just set a 25-minute timer on my watch, and I focus on one thing, and then I move to the next thing.
You like being told what to do, don't you?
I do. It's part of my personality.
Is it really?
I need rules, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh. Mm-hmm. I don't like being told what to do. In fact, I do the opposite if somebody tells me what to do.
Yeah.
So that's why we're like butter and water. I'm sorry, butter and sugar. We make a fine cookie together.
Yes, we're like butter and sugar.
Or butter and eggs.
I'm the sugar.
It's butter
I'm
and eggs sugar. Day in Petaluma next week.
But check out, Jerry, you can check out the app Pomodoro Keeper. That's a good app for the Pomodoro technique. And it
if you Google Pomodoro, though, you'll find many, many apps. This isn't owned by anybody. It's it's a common idea. Mm-hmm. And I think, for some people, it's a very good idea. Yeah. Maybe it would be for me because you know what I end up doing? If I'm engaged in something, I forget time, and I just lose track of it. And I will, mm-hmm. 6 hours later at 3 a.m. go, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I need a Pomodoro time.
Yeah.
I like to get engaged in what I'm doing.
I like to, too, but then I get distracted.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. I do like to be told what to do. I like external validation as opposed to intrinsic validation.
Synapse in the chat room is really getting on my nerves. He's saying, whatever you do, Leo, do not send me $100. I'm going to send you $100. That makes me angry.
Oh, I get it. Berlin wrote to us to thank us for the answer to the podcast versus Siri volume in the car. Remember his old Pontiac?
Yeah.
And he says that I got it figured out with the combination of Leo's two recommendations. Pontiac volume, podcast volume to about 1/2. Trigger Siri, then turn her volume up. Works great now. Thanks.
That was intuitive, wasn't it, Berlin?
So Matt also added another explanation that sort of makes sense. The Ring and alert volume is controlled in the sound and haptic menu under settings, and media volume is controlled while using the media.
Right.
So
that's the tricky thing, is that you have to do the volume while the media is playing. There's no way outside of that to do it. And actually, I do have now. I can show you the Android allows you to set them all individually if you turn the. And this is why I find this a little confusing. There's three different. I think this is the same on the iPhone. There's media, there's ring, and there's alarm. And when you do the volume rocker, it'll show you whatever you're doing right now. But you can then press the down arrow and say, "Oh yeah, I want the ring to be." Oh, I've got Do Not Disturb, so I can't set the ring. But I want these volumes, so these can all be controlled separately. I like it that way, frankly. I think Apple has always made it a little confusing. In fact, it's not really obvious. That's very Apple, right? It's not obvious that there's three different levels. It all feels like the same rocker, the same level, and it's not.
Yeah.
So. There's at least two. There may be three if you include Siri. Siri seems like she has her own volume. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she's alert volume or just Siri volume.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
Judith writes, my Roku is old and it won't play Twit anymore.
No, that's not her Roku's fault.
If I buy a new Apple TV, is Twit available on it?
Yeah. So Roku changed how it works. They call it the API, the application programming interface, and they changed it. And we had an app we had paid for written by Craig Houdini7 in our chat room. He did a great job of it. But we would have had to pay for a complete rewrite. And what we decided is not to. Sorry. So that means the current Twit app, and this is the only app that we actually made. Craig makes an app himself for iOS, but this was the only app we ever paid to have made. And what we realized is you can, on Roku, you could use YouTube to watch YouTube live, and we stream live on YouTube. You stream or Twitch. There's apps for all three on Roku that you can use to watch us on your Roku. So we don't really feel like it's necessary to have a Twit app. Now, we don't make apps for anything else, but there are a number of people who have made some really excellent apps for the Apple TV. In fact, I think there's three or four different apps you can choose from. I like my Twit. That's my current favorite because the guy came in and he's a really nice guy. He wrote it for us. He works at Apple now, I think, but at the time he didn't.
We should ask him if he'll leak us some stuff.
Well, you know, he said, I can't work on it anymore because I'm at Apple.
Yeah, here's my Twit app.
What I like about this is it uses our own API. We have an API as well. So it's always up to date automatically. He doesn't have to change anything. If we change album art or we put out a new podcast, all of that will automatically be added. So this is
excellent.
Oh, look at that. And it's free. My Twit. And unfortunately, it probably will get out of date at some point because now that he works for Apple, he can't work on it anymore. And I said, if you ever wanted to give us the source code, it's a sad story. But we're running out of time, so I shouldn't tell.
Sad tale.
We spent more than $70,000 to make Twit apps for iOS and Android, and the company that wrote them for us did a terrible job, and I was too embarrassed to release it. It just isn't worthy of releasing. So we just rely on the kindness of strangers.
Okay, so for Judith, on her Roku, there's nothing left on Roku, or she can watch YouTube on Roku?
There is no official Twit app for Roku. That one doesn't work anymore. They finally cut off the API. But use YouTube. Everybody has a YouTube app on your Roku. If you search for the Twit channel, and you can watch Twit Live, you can watch this on a Roku. All the shows are there. You know, we have an iOS Today channel. There's channels for all of our shows. Start at youtube.com/twit, and you can find all the shows that we do on YouTube.
Yeah, and if you're thinking, if you need another reason to buy an Apple TV, then yes, you can watch
the,
it.
The apps on Apple TV are very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, love it. Okay, Kurt has a question about third-party mail apps on iOS. I have been lured back into trying them by a friend who uses them, and I'm always leery about how much of my data is read by them. Do you think it's safe to use third-party email apps? Do you use one? If so, which do you use? I'm currently trying out email, or AirMail and Edison Mail. What do you use?
I use Apple's Mail app, which I like a lot. I've tried all those other apps. In fact, MailPilot now, I think, is back. They're doing a new app. They just sent me a note saying, you know, you liked MailPilot in the day. Well, we've got the new MailPilot. I think it's called the Yachting Edition or something. Anyway, oh. I'll find out more for next week when I'm not here. but I use a mail app. Look, any app that you use can read your data. The people who serve your email can read your email. The people who run the servers in between you and your email server, because email hops around. You know, it's on many servers. It doesn't go directly. Like if I send an email to Megan, if she's on Gmail and I send it from Gmail, it'll stay within the Gmail system. But if she's not and I'm not, or one of us isn't, it'll hop through a variety of servers. At every point along the way, it can be read. Email is not private. It's a postcard. So don't assume that your email is private at any time unless you're encrypting it specifically. The one time that you could sort of say it's private is if you both use Gmail, then the email is encrypted between parties. That's something Google does. And Google now, ever since last year, said we're not reading people's email. We're not looking at it anymore. That's not strictly true. What they really said is we're not reading people's email for purposes of advertising, but any email service you use, and this is most of them, that says we block spam. Well, how would they know it's spam? They read your email. They have to. So do not think that email is safe. The same thing, by the way, is true of almost any app you use. That app can see your data, and it could theoretically send it back to the home office. And that's why Apple warns you when you put third-party keyboard apps on that anything you type on here could be sent back to the company. So really the rule is only use apps from companies you absolutely trust. Be very careful about what apps you install. And if you don't, even if they're in the App Store, that just means Apple has looked to see if it does anything really bad. But stuff gets through. You shouldn't trust it. And you should always know that email is not private.
So you asked which one we use. I've used them all also. Mm-hmm. I regularly use Newton. That's the one that I am most fond of.
That's a newer one.
Yeah. And it's a paid subscription service, and it's worth it. But there's one that I've been trying called Edison. Like you said, you tried Edison, and I really like Edison too. And I had this conversation with Kurt, like read the privacy policy, and it says Edison does not ever
they say they're secure, yeah.
The content of your personal email messages written or sent by users, for example, messages that contain user-written travel info, event plans, purchase to do, except for the limited purpose of providing notice to you that the message has arrived. So I'll show you what I like about Edison, why it's worth using. So here's my inbox. I just got this email from Burke, and he says, tell Leo, whatever you do, do not give Burke $500 bills.
Okay.
So it has the little handy...
I guess I'm more cooperative than I thought.
responses. Thank you for your quick response. What do you want me to do? Let's discuss more on it, which is kind of something I would never say, but let's discuss more on it, Burke. And then you just send it. It has all the swiping features. So I want to, read consumer reports. I can swipe things away. I can snooze. I can archive all the things that I love about email that Newton has. There's this one feature, though, that I really love. And that is on my Apple Watch, it lets me mute notifications from particular senders, which I think is great. So like if I get spam reminders on my Apple Watch, it gives me, you want to delete? Do you want to reply? Or do you want to mute from this sender? Which is really handy on the Apple Watch because I like getting email on the Apple Watch, but I don't like getting spam on the Apple Watch. So right. I can specifically say, no, I don't want to get notified when Consumer Reports emails me on my Apple Watch. Maybe I want it on the, I don't want to mute it regularly, but I want to mute it on the Apple Watch. So it's that little tiny feature that I really love. And like I use more than one. I use all of them, and then I get a lot of alerts, but okay.
Steve Gibson reviewed a couple of weeks ago a Swiss service called Proton Mail. It's a web-based email service, but they do have an iOS app. Proton Mail, and he is of the opinion that it is safe, it is secure, it really is encrypted. It's encrypted from you to the Proton servers. It's encrypted if you are sending an email to somebody else who uses Proton Mail and you've shared keys. So it's an easy way to incorporate PGP-style encryption. If you and I had a Proton Mail account, I could send you mail that would be secure. These are the steps you have to go through. Even if you're using Edison Mail and you read Edison Mail's privacy policy, do not forget that the minute you mail that email, anybody along the way can read it right up until it arrives in the inbox. So email should be really considered sending a postcard.
Mm-hmm.
The Postal Service says, we don't read postcards. Okay, good. But you're sending a postcard. Proton Mail is the only mail service I know of, and there are a number that offer encryption, but this one is a good choice. It's not, they have a free tier, but I think you're probably going to end up paying for it if you really want to use it. And they do have an iOS app, and that is, the mail servers are in a Swiss mountain. In my opinion, if you really want secure email, the only way to secure email is to prearrange with somebody. I send you my public key, you send me your public key, and we use PGP or GPG is the one I use to encrypt mail. I encrypt it. Apple Mail will do this, by the way. Apple Mail will encrypt it, send it to you, and only you can read it and decrypt it. Look into GNU Privacy Guard if you really say, I want privacy. But because there's always a amount of trust. I mean, we're presuming Proton Mail is doing everything right. But there's no real way to verify that. So there's always a certain amount of trust going on.
Mm-hmm.
Steve says he thinks these guys are legit on the up and up. So
we trust Steve.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about an app that lets you express your sadness. But first, we need to happily talk about Rocket Mortgage.
I am sad because when we bought a house 4 years ago, Lisa and I went to the other guy, the big bank, with the stagecoach and the whip. And it was a nasty experience. First of all, you have to go to a lender. You have to, fill out an application. You have to get dressed up and go to the, please, may we have some money? The application was endless. And then they kept coming back to us saying, could you fax us more documentation? And this went on for 2 months before we got the loan. We almost lost the house. Next time, for sure, Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage is from Quicken Loans, the number one lender in the country. Number one in customer satisfaction, too, by the way, according to J.D. Power. They decided there's got to be a more modern way to do this. They created Rocket Mortgage because it lifts the burden of getting a home loan. And it's entirely online. You could do it on your phone. You could do it at your computer. You could do it in an open house. Answer a few simple questions that you already know the answer to. No need to go to the attic to find papers. They have the relationships with all the financial institutions. So with your permission, they can go out and get all they need. Crunch the numbers, and it's computers, so it's fast. Then based on your income, your assets, and your credit, they offer you the loans for which you qualify. You choose the term, 15 years, 30 years. You choose the rate. They have a variety of rates. Very good rates, by the way. Good rates for refis, too. They do refis this way. You choose the down payment, and then you get the loan. And all of this, not months, not weeks, not days, for about 10 minutes. You could literally do it at the open house and show the broker, we're approved for the loan. We'd like to make an offer before you leave. Rocket Mortgage is aptly named from Quicken Loans, the best lender in the country. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Bookmark it right now, rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. Or better yet, just go there and start the process. You're not obligated. Just get the account set up and all that. And then that way, when it comes time, you'll be ready, and it'll be just minutes away from loan approval. RocketMortgage.com/iOS today. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030. The best way to get a home loan or a refi, RocketMortgage.com/iOS today. Oh, time for a hat.
Oh, yes.
I have apparently merged two kinds of hats.
You're an Irish pirate.
I'm an Irish pirate. And you are a happy-go-lucky, sunny farmer.
Yes.
And we wear these, why?
We wear these because we're doing the whole life challenge. Oh, no.
I'm doing the whole pirate challenge. Eat more bread. Drink more beer. Hook somebody today. Arr.
It's the app cap time. Caps. Apps.
They rhyme, and that's the only reason.
It's a good reason.
Yeah.
I mentioned before that it's all right to cry. That's how you let the sad
out. Is this a crying app?
Kind of. Are you ready to cry?
Yeah.
So this was sent to me by a viewer whose name is Preston, and he's from Canada, and he hosts a podcast called The Melancholy Geek. And it is partly about his battle with depression.
Oh,
and he has
I shouldn't laugh at that. That's serious. Okay.
It's serious, but it also can, you know, it's okay to laugh. It's okay to express any emotions you have.
Depression's very, very common.
It is. And let all the emotions out, whatever they are. He's interviewed Georgia Dow on it. And he said he has not found any iMessage stickers that were very good for him.
Oh,
so
that makes sense. They wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't want to encourage sadness.
Yeah.
There are some emojis with, there's a tear emoji.
There is. But he found one called Sad Animations from Ivan Miroshenko. And
he lives in Russia. That's why he's sad.
Yes. Yeah, so I will send you one right now. You can show my screen if you want. So here's actually how I'm, this is how I'm feeling right now. you know, I was all big about not eating bread and cheese, but I kind of want to eat my feelings now. That's why I sent that, to you, or, I had to tell Burke also, not only did he email me, but he also texted me to say, do not tell Leo, do not give Burke $500 bills.
I do like that. My battery's empty. That's a really good one.
It is a good. There are one. I like this one, which is kind of sometimes how you might feel at a party when everyone's talking.
I feel that all the time. Yeah, I feel that way all the time.
Yeah.
And this is how you feel when you're not living your whole life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's on Leo's screen, that one.
Yeah.
Do you know what this
I love it that he's crying and binging on chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. That's kind of me right there.
Do you know what that one is for? Everyone's watching.
My face is upside down and people are staring at me. I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm sweating because everyone's looking at me, maybe.
And maybe that's Russian. You know, the Russians are famous for being melancholy people.
Yeah.
Now, if you send me this sticker, there's no way I can, like, add it to my stickers. I have to.
Oh, you can't?
I wish there were some way, like, Telegram does this. If you like a sticker, you can press and hold it. And
it wouldn't let you save it? Sad.
Yeah. I mean, I could send you a sticker of me back.
That's an emotion. That's one way to express an emotion.
Well, I'll just do that.
Thank you. Please do that.
Okay. That's your response. I don't know what that is. Troll Dahlia.
Sad Animations. But yeah, check out his podcast if you're interested in a geeky depression podcast.
He makes a really good point that there's a certain amount of I don't know. The way that they choose stickers and stuff, they're saying it's not okay to have feelings besides, you know, just kind of the approved feelings.
Yeah, because you could do the crying emoji, but it's not really, I don't know, it's a bit.
It's really interesting.
Seems a bit sarcastic.
We need to broaden.
Well, and I was thinking about it. I was trying to test them out, and I was like looking through my text to see how I could respond, and I feel like I don't normally respond. I don't show my sadness in text messages to my friends too much.
No, and that's bad. It's one of the things I think that makes people feel bad when they use social media is everybody's having a better life than you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. And everybody's life is wonderful and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm just looking through mine and I don't think I have happy. Oh, here's a crying kitten. I'll send you a crying kitten.
But that's kind of funny, too.
Yeah, it's a cute. It's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just even in the Bitmojis, are there Bitmojis that are saying, you know, I'm just a little down right now.
Yeah.
No, it's all great idea. I'm living my best life. I'm traveling in a limousine.
I think Burke's connected to his sadness enough. He sent me back this GIF, which I don't know who that is.
Well, there's lots of GIFs that will give you satisfaction along those lines. Yeah.
Sad police officer. Yeah. Who is that? Does anybody know?
Mm-mm. Here's some ninjas. Here's an angry ninja. I could send you an angry ninja.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's true. It's all right to cry. Crying lets the sad out of you.
Yeah. That's sadness.
I don't know who that is. Somebody crying in the rain.
How do you know you're crying if it's raining? Those aren't tears. True. That's raindrops.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you got for your app, Cat?
Last week I stole when, by the way, thank you to Micah Sargent for filling in for you. He did a really great job.
It's fantastic.
From iMore. And last week suggested a Mike Elgin suggested app called Nodo. Mike was back this week. I'm stealing Mike's ideas on This Week in Google. And he recommended a to-do list icon app that is free, extremely powerful, has great sharing features, and has Bujo features.
Ooh.
It's called Task Aid. It doesn't do very well on the iPad, so let me show it on the iPhone. I immediately downloaded it, and I'll tell you what I'm using it for our trip. I created a shared group that I sent to Lisa and Michael of our trip in Japan. It has outline capabilities, so you can create to-do lists, but you can also do notes and outlines. And this is our itinerary. So I shared that with them. They can modify it. They can change it. I can create folders in Task Aid. But let me show you what you're going to like the best, which is let me show you the bullet journal capabilities. So this is an example of a bullet journal that somebody created. You have the ability to change bullets. Well, actually, let me go back to the bullet journal and I can show you right here. Change bullets into other shapes.
Ooh.
Yeah. Pin, star. Let's see. Where's the shapes? Oh, you can have a conversation with other people in your shared group about what's going on.
We could Bujo together?
Yes, we could Bujo together. That is my dream come true. It's really, I think, a very nice, and it's completely free, iOS and Android. And this to me is really important, you can use it on the desktop because they have a Chrome extension. And so a lot of times when I have a lot of text entry to do, I don't want to do it on the phone. I love having it on the phone, things like meeting notes and things, but I would really prefer to be able to do it on the desktop and then have it synced to the phone. This does all of that. This is a really remarkable program with a lot of very nice features. You see, you can have a pin, star, copy, move, archive, any list option. It's very powerful, and it's free, TASKADE. I love the sharing features. Sharing to-do lists or shopping lists or any kind of list is always handy. I love it that they have discussions. Yeah, we could totally have a list that's iOS today and discuss stuff. It's basic to-do list functionality, of course, is in there all the time. It's funny. As soon as I start using it, I can't remember how to do all the things that I was. There's a great bullet journal capability, but I just don't. I don't remember how to. You could choose the bullet journal bullets I know you have unique bullets that you use, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on the feeling I want. Sometimes it's circles. Sometimes it's dots. Sometimes it's squares.
You could choose them.
I would never do stars, but if I could just press a button.
It has, and I've forgotten where. But anyway, nice little app. I don't know. Probably because it's made by Russians who are spying on you. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I love it that you can use it in your browser. In fact, if you use it in Chrome, you can make it be your new browser tab, and it'll show you what you have to do and all of that stuff. It's got lots of beautiful backgrounds. Really, you asked the right question, because they could easily charge for this. I don't know why they give it away. They say that they may charge down the road for premium features, which is always what people say when they make apps. Someday we may charge you.
I have a question. So it asked me to log in. You can log in through Facebook, which I don't do anymore.
Don't do that.
What about Twitter? Is it okay to log in with Twitter? Am I giving away all the people I follow? Like who?
No, I see. No. Yeah. Well, and you can use Google, Twitter, or Facebook. These are the single sign-on solutions that are offered by those three because it's very easy. But, yeah, the thing about Facebook is you're just giving Facebook more and more and more information, mm-hmm. right? It's not – but all Twitter would be getting from you is your email address. They already know that because you have an account. It doesn't work if you don't have an account with them. and the application you're using, I don't think it would be additional information.
It wouldn't be the people I follow, the people who follow me,
no.
the things I like.
That's the thing that Facebook does that's really bad.
So they don't take what I retweet?
Not to my knowledge.
For advertising?
Not to my knowledge, no.
How do they target ads?
They don't.
Twitter doesn't target ads?
Not that I know of.
Oh, yeah, well, all my ads seem to be for dudes. Like, they're all...
they're not targeted.
Which I thought was because I follow a lot of dudes.
I don't think Twitter ads are targeted. But I don't know. We should... let's do some research on that.
Let's do some research on that.
By the way, read the TaskGate privacy statement. It's very good. When Mike suggested this, somebody else on the show, I think Stacey Higginbotham said, well, what about privacy? So we actually on the show went through the privacy statement, and it's very good. So I think TaskGate is really...
I'm using it.
Boy, look how pretty that looks, too. Doesn't that look nice in a Chrome extension? You can have random desktops, a lot of stuff. And it does work. It has a bullet journal mode. They're aware of the bullet journal, and they support bullet journal.
Everybody's aware. It's not just me.
No, it's a big thing, I know, now with all the
But it's weird
kids.
That it's only an iPhone app, the TaskGate.
That they don't have a good-looking... In fact, it's kind of a broken iPad version, yeah. But the thing that I do like that it does is at least it goes into horizontal mode, into portrait or landscape mode. But I do like that.
But here, like I logged in through Twitter and now I can't. It won't. It's a bit broken.
Well, you have to type in your username.
Well, or log in through Twitter.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You can't reach down there for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's broken. Yeah. Maybe make it 1X, see what happens.
Do that.
In the lower right-hand corner.
Oh, there.
Yeah. Now turn it sideways.
No.
Oh, it's not even sensing that. Yeah, it's broken.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want for nothing? Rubber biscuit?
Yeah.
It's really for the iPhone. But I love it. It's iPhone, iOS, Windows, Mac. That's one thing we ask. Do an iPad specific version.
Yeah, I'd pay for that.
Compatible version.
I mean, when I say I'd pay for it, I'd charge
I'd pay for that.
Yeah.
All right, we're running late. We got to get to Mac Break Weekly, so let's wrap this up. What do you say?
Yes, let's wrap it up. Twitch.tv/iOS. We record every Monday at 9-ish a.m. Pacific. Megan at twit.tv. Email me. Also email iOS today@twit.tv. Subscribe to the show. You can get the video or the audio. It's available everywhere. I think that's it.
If that's it, that's time to say goodbye to all our family. We'll see you next week. Now, who's going to fill in for me next week?
Jason Snell and Georgia Dow are going to fill in for you.
Because I'm missing 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And I'll be back on May 8th from my trip, and I'll show you lots of pictures. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on iOS Today. Bye-bye. Arr! Arr!